The story of women suffering in the time of Moses, peace be upon him. The heart of Pharaoh's woman was attached to the infant. The coffin moved in the sea, containing a piece of the heart of Moses' mother. He took him to the palace of Pharaoh. There the guards picked him up and brought him to Pharaoh. His wife was present. When she saw, God placed his love in her heart. And she said, "The apple of an eye for you and me. Do not kill him, perhaps he will benefit us. Or we take him as a son." Ibn Kathir, may God have mercy on him, said. And the Almighty said, Pharaoh's wife said, "The apple of an eye for you and me." Verse. It means that when Pharaoh saw him, they killed him. For fear that he would be one of the children of Israel. So his wife, Asiya bint Muzahim, embarked on the marriage. You quarrel about him and fight without him. And she endeared him to Pharaoh. And she said, "The apple of an eye for you and me." Pharaoh said, "As for you, yes. And my mother does not." So it was. God guided her because of him. And God destroyed him at his hands. Al-Tahir ibn Ashur, may God have mercy on him, said. Speech indicates. But those who pulled him out. They placed him in the hands of Pharaoh and his wife. Pharaoh's wife dispersed him. She distracted Pharaoh from killing him. After they were in it. Because he knew that the child was not a Copt. The color of his skin and the features of his face. He knew that he was not carried by the Nile. From a faraway place he appeared. He did not let his ark stay in the water. I don't get tired of moving around a lot. He knew that he fell into the coffin. For the purpose that it came from slaughter. That was when he was pulled out of the water. And take him out of the coffin. She was Pharaoh's wife. An inspiring woman for good. God decided that Moses would be saved because of it. A woman faced Pharaoh with her husband. With a strong karma that prevents him from killing the child. She said, "Don't kill him." This was a clear prohibition for Pharaoh. Not to kill the baby. Even if he did not want to be the apple of God's eye. This is usually the case. A man does not accept it from his wife. If the husband is Pharaoh. Who has become arrogant and tyrannical on earth. It was expected of him at that moment. According to his reputation for tyranny. To rebuke or discipline his wife for her boldness. In talking to him in the command and prohibition form. And to kill the child out of stubbornness. But God Almighty. Their concern is Pharaoh's wife. She said immediately after saying it. Do not kill him, perhaps he will benefit us. Or we take him as a son. She gave him a justification for her request to prevent his killing. Al-Tahir ibn Ashur, may God have mercy on him, said. It includes saying, may it be of benefit to us. Or we take him as a son. It removed what was in Pharaoh's soul. Out of fear of the corruption of his kingdom at the hands of an Israeli. That this child is not the one he is afraid of. Because when he joined their family, he will be their Lord. It is hoped that it will benefit them. And to be like a child to them. So I convinced Pharaoh by analogy based on the tested conditions. In the relationship of education and cohabitation. Adoption and charity. And good does not come with evil. Therefore, the objection occurred after him, according to the Almighty's saying. And they do not feel. That is, Pharaoh and his people did not know the hidden will of God. From taking revenge on the Coptic nation because of Moses. And the behavior of Pharaoh's wife. It shows the extent of fear of Pharaoh. Who facilitated the killing of children. He did not have mercy on their mothers. He did not respect the sanctity of the women of the children of Israel. It is no wonder that his wife is afraid of him. We have seen the likes of Pharaoh among the tyrants of our time. Who followed the path of Pharaoh in killing children, women, and the elderly. And women's symptoms are permissible. And he did evil things to people. Types of torture in prisons and others. all this in order to maintain his kingship and power. But God made it a lesson for us to remove some of them from our lives. Let us know for sure. God's promise is true. And the injustice will not last. Syria is not far from us. We have seen it in real life. He is arrogant towards people outside his home. May God give his wife authority over him inside the house. Although this is not a general rule, this may be a form of punishment for the type of work. As he is domineering over people, God will give him power over someone who will humiliate him in his home. This is the dominance of a woman over her husband. It can only come from a woman who did not adhere to the teachings of this great religion. He is unjust. God imposed an oppressor like him on him. As God Almighty said, "And thus we assign some of the wrongdoers to others because of what they earned. As for a good woman, they don't do that. Even if her husband wronged her. Because it deals with God. And you want the reward from God. Don't meet the bad with the same." In compliance with the Almighty's saying, "Neither good nor bad are equal. Pay with what is best." So, the one between you and whom there is enmity is as if he were a close friend. And none will attain it except those who are patient. Only someone with great luck will find it. Bad behavior from the husband. Paid with good deeds by the wife. Until hostility turns into affection. Perhaps it is one of the great things that a wife would do. She is one of the people of paradise. What was mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet, "May God bless him and grant him peace," which he said, "Shall I not tell you about your women from the people of paradise? Friendly. Getting back at her husband. Which if hurt or harmed. She came to take her husband's hand. Then you say, 'By God, I will not taste anything until you are satisfied.'" Narrated by Al-Nasa'i in Al-Kubra. This behavior is not done by anyone who has some arrogance in her soul. Thus, God distracted Pharaoh from killing Moses. And he made his wife the reason for that. So Moses, peace be upon him, entered Pharaoh's palace. Who has been waiting for him for years to kill him. And God put him into the heart of Pharaoh's wife. "From the first sight I looked at him. It is one of God's blessings upon Moses. As God Almighty said. And I showered my love on you." Moses, peace be upon him, is in Pharaoh's palace. And in the heart of Pharaoh's wife at the same time. What will Pharaoh do to distract himself from God's command that he had decided beforehand? We want to bestow blessings upon those who are oppressed on earth. And we make them imams. And we will make them the heirs. And we establish them in the land. We see Pharaoh and Haman. And their soldiers were not afraid of them. God's grace to Moses did not end. Moses' mother's suffering did not end with the loss of her infant. Even if this is a second step in the relief that a Musa is suffering from. But she didn't know about it. We will continue in an upcoming meeting, God willing. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. The story of women suffering in the time of Moses, peace be upon him.